a lot of farmers had wood, you know, and of course after after corn husking time, why then, well, sharpen up the axe and saw and cut wood and cut the trees down, put them in lengths and put them on a pile. A buzzsaw comes along, and you get your neighbors to help you, and then when they get their pile or when they get their pile ready, why, we help each other. You see, that's where we use that buzz wood to get a pile. And oh, you couldn't do anything out there in the field, be out there splitting wood.
Going back to the rooms of your house, what other ones did you have in your house?
Well, we had on the farm here, that was west to west here, a mile and a half, we had a, we built a home that was two bedrooms downstairs and two bedrooms upstairs. And then with a full basement. And at that time when we built there, why, the house for the lumber cost us $1,000. And we had a carpenter at that time at 40 cents an hour.
Yeah, it's changed a bit.
You mentioned that there was a kitchen there. Did you have any storerooms off the kitchen?
Oh yes.
Or, I mean,
well,
rooms to store food.
Oh yes, we had a we had sort of a closet there, and well, on the food, we had a basement where we stored all the fruit and potatoes and different stuff in the basement. So.
Getting back to the fireplace for a minute, just a wooden fireplace. What do you call a part of the fireplace where the wood actually burns?
Well, that's all the name there is. As I would say, a fireplace. I don't know what else.
Okay.
What else? What other name there would be?
What do you call the iron things that you lay the wood on while it's burning?
Oh, that's a grate.
A grate.
A grate.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other words for them? See if you got more than one, or
no, I don't think there would be.
Okay. What is it? What do you call the board maybe on top of the fireplace, and maybe you set the clock on or something? That's
I don't know what that is. I don't know.
You'd call it
sort of a shelf, mm-hmm. a shelving, or something similar.
Did you ever have a name that for, say, a big log in the back of the fire that you tried to keep going and sort of kept, threw out a lot of heat and everything like that and kept the fire going? Have a name for that?
Well, no, just a chunk of wood, that's all.
What do you call the little chunks of wood that you put in?
Cook stove.
No, the thin things that you put in to get the fire started.
Oh, kindling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, your kindling. Oh, yeah, you had to make kindling. Otherwise, mother couldn't get started. Yeah. Stove. And then cook stove wood, and then there was heater wood, see, heating stove.
Mm-hmm.
See, we didn't have no there was a very few furnaces, and if there was a furnace, well, of course they burned a lot of wood, because a lot of these farms, you know, had, oh, say 160 acres, maybe 70 acres of woods in there, and where they cut the trees down. And then later on, when the times got better, well, then they'd come back with an oil burner.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have to cut wood.
What do you call the black stuff that is inside the fireplace might get on your hands?
And that would be more or less soot, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. A lot of these things are real simple. I mean, we're just asking.
Yeah. Sure, that would be soot.
Yeah. After you finish burning the wood, what do you got left?
Ashes.
What color are the ashes?
White or gray.
Okay. Right now I'm sitting where? What am I sitting on?
Well, you're sitting on a chair, that's all.
Okay.
On an armchair.
Okay. Have you got a